Today's shir is Masech Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah, at the top of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah, Shnei Kadorim. If there were two people who are in the business of making pats, ceramic pats, Shemahalkam Zechazep, that were walking one behind the other in the Rishus HaRabim with their pats, the Niskal Harishin, and the first person tripped the Nafal and fell on the ground. And the Niskal Hashem Barishan, because the first person tripped, the second person tripped on him and he fell as well. Says the Mishnah, HaRishan, the first person that fell, Chayiv the Niskal Sheni, is obligated to pay for the damages that happened to the same person. The Mefarshim point out that the Mishnah uses the word for Nafal, that the reason that, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the first person is responsible is because he should have gotten up. So explain the Mefarshim that that's what the Mishnah means to say by the Nafal. The Nafal means, why did you remain on the floor? The Nafal, what you should have done is get up. And by not getting up, that's why you're going to be held responsible. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So which Rabbi Yochanan teaches us. We don't need to say, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, we have the opinion of Rabbi Meir that holds Amar Niskal Pesheyahu, that somebody who trips is held responsible because he should have been careful not to trip. So says the Gemara, we need not say that our Mishnah is following that opinion. Ella afila Rabbanan, even according to the opinion of the Rabbanan who we have been learning, who hold Damri Anasu Potter, that the person who falls is considered honest, is considered this happened beyond his control as Potter. Chayiv Hachachayiv. Here, the person who tripped is going to be Chayiv. The reason he's Chayiv, Shehoilo Lamed, he should have gotten up, as we just explained. And the fact that he didn't get up, V'loy Amud, the fact that he didn't get up, that's why he's going to be held responsible. So I saw a very nice verse from the Sefer Niti Eshel, who explains this Mishnah, this Gemara that we just learned, a Pidrush. He says that there are times that unfortunately people's level in Avodas Hashem isn't where it used to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we're human and that we have our ups and downs. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned with a person is why doesn't the person get up after he falls down? As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Sheva Yipol Tzadik, the Tzadik could fall seven times, V'kam, but he gets up. And that's what our Mishnah means to say, he says. The Gemara means to say, the Shehoilo Lamed, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a concern with is that Shehoilo Lamed, we should have picked ourselves up, the Loikom, but we don't pick ourselves up, and that's why we're going to be held, for that we shall be held responsible. I also saw that the Sefer Pesachei Choshen, based on this Mishnah, teaches us the halacha would be if somebody's sitting on a bus, for example, and his legs are stretched out, not in the normal way, where his legs are stretched out, and somebody walks onto the bus and trips over his legs. What will be the halacha? So he says, if somebody walks onto the bus and gets hurt because my legs are sticking out, then I will be held responsible. However, he makes the point, as we have been learning in our shiurim, that there's going to be a nafka mina in halacha if what caused the damage. If it was my foot that caused the damage, so my foot is considered a barber shisrabim, and since my foot is considered a barber shisrabim, I shall be held responsible. But if it's not my foot that caused the damage, even if he tripped because of my foot. But it isn't my foot that actually caused the damage. Then the halacha would be that, as we learned in our previous year, it's the karka oilam that did the damage. And since it's the karka oilam that did the damage, then I wouldn't have, I would not be chayiv. However, there is another consideration, which is very much connected to our Gemara. And that is, if the person who stretched out his legs is the one that considered that he did the hezek, now we have to know in what category of hezek is this person placed. Do we place him in the category of a Adam Hamazik, or do we put him in the category of a bar? So one of the examples we've learned often in our shiurim is that by bar, there's halacha bar v'lo kalim, that you're not responsible for, let's say, a ripped suit if the damage is bar. But if we consider this a situation of Adam Hamazik, then I would be held responsible. Nachman Yitzchak says, afilo tema, even if we'll say that our Mishnah is in a situation, shloi hoylo lamed, that he had no chance to get up, hoylo lazir, he still should have warned the person behind him, don't come, shloi hizr, and by not warning the person of that situation, that's why he's held responsible. Rav Yochanan disagrees, because Rav Yochanan Amar, kiven deloi hoylo lamed, if he didn't have enough time to get up, he didn't have the opportunity to warn the person either. Because if the person fell and he's not even able yet to get up, he's mainly concentrating on the ability to get up. And he's not going to be concentrating on anything else, and therefore we can't have a claim to him, why didn't you warn the person behind him? Says the Gemara, Tanan. So Gemara attempts to prove Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak's position is correct from a Mishnah that we're going to learn on Amud Beis. The Mishnah will speak about two people that are walking in the Rishus Rabbim. One is carrying a pitcher, and one is carrying a beam. And they connected to each other, and the pitcher broke. So the Mishnah teaches us, Haibal Kairi Rishon, if the one carrying the beam is the one that's walking first, Ubal Chavis Achrayim, and the person carrying the pitcher behind him, the Nishbara HaChavis B'Kayra, and then the pitcher connects to the beam, then the Halacha will be Potter. The person who's carrying the beam will be Potter, because the person walking behind him obviously walked too quickly, and that's how he banged into the beam. Vim. But if the person who was carrying the pitcher was walking normally, and all of a sudden, Amad Balakaira, the person who's carrying the beam just suddenly stopped, and that's how and why the person who's carrying the pitcher banged into him, then the person carrying the beam will be chayiv. Says the Gemara, let's analyze what is the case of that Mishnah. My laugh, shouldn't we assume that the case of that Mailav isn't the case of the Mishnah, is that the person who's carrying the beam, and he's walking up front, stopped Lekatev. He stopped to arrange the beam that he's carrying on his shoulder, Dorchihu, which is a normal way of a person walking, Viktani, and yet we still say that he will be held responsible because the Havalei Lahazir. Why is he going to be held responsible? Because he should have warned the person behind him, I'm going to stop. And the fact, even though stopping involves being concentrating on stopping, that he still will be held responsible. Why didn't you tell the person behind you that you're going to stop? Answers the Gemara Loi. The case over here is speaking about a case that Omer Lofesh. He stopped to rest. In other words, if he stopped to arrange his beam, then we can't hold him responsible because he's concentrating on the beam. But he's not concentrating. He's stopping to rest. He should have warned him. Says the Gemara, ask Tosfos, So if the Gemara is now differentiating between a person who stops to arrange his being versus a person who stops to rest, how will the person behind him know to make that differentiation? So Tosfos says that, apparently Tosfos says, you could tell the difference between somebody who's stopping to rest or somebody who's stopping to arrange his package. Says the Rosh says that if two people are carrying packages, one behind the other, the person behind is watching the person in front of him, but he doesn't see the package that he's necessarily carrying. He says, I guess the Rosh is trying to help us understand what Tosfos says. And therefore, says the Rosh, the person who stops, you could tell from the person's body why he's stopping. If he's stopping to arrange his package, he stops in one way. If he's stopping for resting, he'll stop in another way. And therefore, since the person behind him could always stop, that's why the halacha with the differentiates. Says the Gemara, Aval. So now, the way we're learning now, Amad l'katif, if the person carrying the beam who's walking up front stops, is the one that stops to arrange his package, Mai, what will be the halacha? Potter. So ask the Gemara, if that indeed is the halacha, ask the Gemara, Adetani Seifa, why do we have to learn? Imamaloi lebal chavis. If the person who is walking up front with the beam warned the person who's behind him with the pitcher, Amoid, stop, then because I'm stopping and don't come close to me, Potter. Then the halacha will be that he won't be responsible. But ask the Gemara, why didn't we learn lifting the list of the door? Why don't we learn as follows? The medvar mamurim, when is the halacha that the person carrying the beam will be chayiv kishar medlofush if he stopped to rest? Aval omad lakatif, if he stopped just to arrange his package, was the way people normally do when they're carrying, Potter. Answers the Gemara, Hakamashmon, because what our Mishnah is trying to teach us, the Afagav the Amud Lofush, and even though the person carrying the beam, the purpose for his standing was to rest, Ki Kamala Labal Chavis, and therefore he should be held responsible, teaches us the Mishnah that there is a situation that even though I'm stopping to rest, I won't be chayiv. When is that case going to be? If I tell the person behind me, Amoid, don't go further, because I'm stopping, even though the purpose of my resting was just lofush, I still shall be potter. Toshma. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya to Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok from the following braisa. The braisa says, Hakadorim, people who sell pats, Vazogigim, people who sell glass, Shemehalchim Zechazeh, again, one walking behind the other, Vinisklah Rishon, Vinofal, and the first person trips and falls, Vinisklah Sheni Barishon, and then the person behind them trips on the first person, and then Hashlishi B'Sheni, the third person trips on the second person, the Loch is Harishon Chayim Tazluki Sheni, the first person is chayiv for what happens to the second person, and the second person is responsible for what happens to the third person. However, then, Machmas Rishon Naflu, if they all fell because of the first person, then, the first person is responsible for everything. But if they warned each other, Pturim, then they're not responsible. My love, what is the case of this braisa? Shahol and Lamed, they had time to stop, and they didn't stop. Even though they had the opportunity to stop, still he had the obligation to warn them. So we see from here that even though the person was not responsible for falling, I have to warn the person behind me. And if I don't warn him, I will be chayiv. Says the Gemara Loi. The Mishnah is speaking about a case, Shahaylem Lamed, that's only speaking about a case where they could have stopped. And since they could have stopped, that's when they'll be held responsible. But if they couldn't stop, then they won't be held responsible. Avol, so now we're learning, if loy hayolahem lamoid, that they couldn't have stopped, mai, then they will not have held responsible. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. Yehochi adatani sefer. Instead of learning a case, shem hizruzazu, that if they gave adequate warning, then daloch is peturim, they should not be held responsible. Lifting the listener but the da'a, we could have said the following case, b'madvar amurim, when is each responsible for what happened to the other person? K'shoylem lamod, when they had opportunity to stand. Avloy ha'olem lamod, if they had no way of stopping, if they have no way of stopping, then peturim. So the Gemara Kamashma, that's exactly what the Mishnah is going to teach us. The Afagav the Hoylem Lamed, even though they could have stopped and they didn't stop, and that's why they shouldn't be held responsible, because here there's always something that will exempt them. And that is Kisir Zazah, if they warn each other, peturim. Amarova says the Gemara that even though we just learned in the Braisa that we have this, I guess we would call it a pileup, where the first person caused the second person to fall, and the second person caused the third person to fall. The halacha is that not exactly, so the first person is responsible for the second person's damages, and the second person is responsible for the third person's damages. It's not identical. The first one is responsible for whatever happens to the second person, whether he had bodily harm or whether what he was carrying, what he was wearing, he's chayiv. Why? Because the first person that fell is considered a Adam Hamazik. And the halacha is, Adam Hamazik is pays for every damage that he does. However, Sheni, Chai Beniske Shlishi, when we look at the second person's responsibility, he's responsible Beniske Gufay if the person got hurt. Avaloi Niske Memaynei. The second person is considered a bar. And a bar is Chayiv for damages that occur to the human being, but not for Kalim. Ask the Gemara. Let's analyze this halacha. Manavshach. Im Niske Pesheyahu, if we're saying that a person who trips, as we've been learning in our shir, Shiurim is considered responsible, so then the Sheni Nami L'chayiv. So if we apply the concept of Niskel B'Sheya, so then the second one should also be Chayiv for the Halacha of Niskel B'Sheya. Vi Niskel A'Pesheya, and if we're going to say that Niskel is the person not paying attention to where he walked and being and therefore tripping doesn't make him into B'Sheya, so then the Rishon is also not considered Adam HaMazik. So why do we take the strict approach to the Adam Hamazik? Says the Gemara, Rishon Vada Pesheyahu. The person, the first person who tripped, that did not trip onto a person, he tripped on the floor, he's considered a Pesheya, because he should have been paying attention where he was walking. Sheni, but the second person who fell on the first person, a gufa mechayiv, we can't call that person, according to Rava, a Pesheya. Since according to Rava, we can't call him a Pesheya, a gufa mechayiv, why is he responsible what happens to the third person's body? Because, as we learned at the beginning of the shir, havalei lamed v'lei lamed. The reason he's responsible, because he should have gotten up, and he didn't get up. If he didn't get up, he will be held responsible. Says the Gemara, but amoinoi, he's not going to be chayiv for the kalim of the third person, domalei, because he could always say to that person, "Hai bira lava no kariti. I didn't create this damage. This damage was really created by the first person who tripped. I am an oinus." And the halacha is that when we speak about an oinus, the halacha is that we're only going to hold them responsible that for much less held responsible. In other words, according to Rava, everybody agrees to the concept of Niskel Pesheya. But the Gemara is saying that even if you hold Niskel Pesheya, the halacha is that there are different levels of Niskel Pesheya. And the first person has a higher level of responsibility than the second person. And what we're learning here is that the level of responsibility for the first person who fell is greater than the second person that fell. So I saw that the Sefer Kal HaRamaz, in the explanation of our Mishnah, says that's how we could understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shnei Kadorim, Shai Mehalchum Zachazeh, V'niskel HaRishon V'nafal, V'niskel Sheni V'rishon, HaRishon Chayi V'niskel Sheni. So why does the Mishnah have to emphasize HaRishon Chayi V'niskel Sheni? It should have said HaRishon Chayi V'niskel, that the first person is responsible to what happened. Why does the Mishnah have to emphasize HaRishon Chayi V'niskel Sheni? So he explains, because the Mishnah is trying to teach us that there is a difference in halacha between the first person and the second person. The first person is Niskel Pesheya. And since the first person is Niskel Pesheya, as we're learning in our shir, when you have a situation of Niskel Pesheya, the level of obligation is a much higher level of obligation. So actually, when we speak about these halachas, the question that of course comes up, if somebody was driving his car and he made a short stop, and Shimon in the second car was driving behind him, and he went straight into the person in front of him, what will be the halacha? So if we learn our Gemara, the Gemara is teaching us that the first person is considered the responsible party, and therefore it seems that the halacha ought to be that the first person will be held responsible. However, says the Sefer Chechshukei Chemed, that if the law of the land is that always the second, and I believe that's the law here in the United States, that the driver who's driving behind is always going to be held responsible, even though a strong argument could be made that it was the first person who really caused this accident, the halacha is then the second person will be responsible. However, he says that, and he adds a dimension to it. He says two points. One, he says, this is all dependent if the person who's driving the first car, brake lights are working. Why? Because if we try to understand the situation that we're describing now, connecting to the Gemara that we're learning today, it's the Gemara added a new point. Ha'ilo l'hazir, that the person was supposed to warn the person behind him. How is that accomplished? In the world of driving, the way that is accomplished is by having brake lights. And if you don't have your brake lights working properly, then we can't say that you properly gave warning. And if we can't say you properly gave warning, then the person in the front will be held responsible. Moreover, he says, even if the person in the front did put on his brake lights properly. But there's another issue here. He says that he didn't drive with a license. So even though he was maybe perhaps driving properly, but since he wasn't driving with a license, so that whenever we speak about damage that happens in a rishus, we speak about this often in our Gemaras, is that it's referring to a situation where you had permission to be here. But if you didn't have permission to be here, then you don't have any heterim. The person who drives without a license doesn't have permission to be here. And if he doesn't have permission to be here, the halacha changes. Then he discusses another situation. Somebody had luggage that he had to bring home. When he came home, so he came home from the airport, he had luggage, and the driver was supposed to help him unload his luggage. The driver who brought him was obviously impatient. What he did was he just took the luggage out of his car and left it on the street. And the person who owns the luggage tries to motion to the people who are driving, please wait, so I should be able to move my luggage onto the sidewalk and into my house. And there was one driver, obviously an impatient driver, who didn't listen. He was in a rush, and he ran over the suitcases. And by running over the suitcases, besides the damage that he did to the suitcases, his car got damaged. And he now says that you created a bar b'shus harabim. So the Gemara, we learned on Daf Chav Zayin of Beis, says that if somebody trips and then somebody else falls over him, he's potter. And the Gemara said, "Abai my potter, Ebayle Ilunia Mezel." You're supposed to look where you're going, says the Gemara. Amri debay Rav Mishmei de Rav. The case there is b'mal b'shus harabim kulei chavius. We spoke about there was no room for you to go. So says the Gemara that if that's the case, then you are responsible. So says, therefore he says, based on the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Yud Beis Sif Beis, if the person who's driving saw the suitcases, saw me warning him that he shouldn't be driving, the halacha based on our shiur today is that whenever I give adequate warning, then I'm exempt because I gave the proper warning. And therefore, since I gave the proper warning, the person who drove without paying attention, to what I said, has no claim to me. And it seems that on the contrary, I will have a claim to him. Why did you drive in a way that could cause this type of damage? Ask the Gemara Meisvei. The Gemara asks, we learned in a brisa that we got regarding the brisa that we spoke about earlier, the people who, with the pots and the glass that are walking behind each other, kulan chayavin al nuske gufim. If they cause damage, then the halacha is they were held responsible. Or patuske tur al nuske memoinam. So ask the Gemara, my love, isn't that brisa teaching us that a filu rishon, even the first person who's walking, will not be held responsible? Not like Rava, who said that the first person is responsible to a much higher degree than the second person. Says the Gemara, loy. Says the Gemara, what that price cement, l'bamarishin. But the first person has a much higher level of responsibility than than everybody else. Ask the Gemara, v'akulam ptanim. But didn't the price say everybody? Presumably, when the Braisa uses the word kulan, it means everybody and not differentiating between the first and anyone else. Says the Gemara, Amar of Adbar Hava, when the Braisa used the word kulan, it means kulan hanazokim. The second and third people are not going to be responsible, but the first person will be held responsible. Ask the Gemara, Hai Mai, how can we understand the Braisa this way? Ask the Gemara, Yeah, Bishlama. If we're going to explain the Braisa, then the Braisa uses the word kulan. It means affiliation. It means to include even the first person. Haini diktani kulan. Then we could understand why the Braisa indeed uses the word kulan. Eli Amit, if we're going to say that when it says kulan, ilvam rishon, we're excluding the first person, my kulan. Why did the Mishnah why did the Braisa use the word kulan, which is a misleading word? It should have said all the people who got damaged, and we would know that the first person is excluded. El Amarava, says the Gemara, what the Braisa explains is as follows. Harishin, the first person that fell and didn't get up in a timely fashion, Chai Bei Meniske Gufa Desheni Bei Meniske Reminded Desheni. He's responsible for anything, for all damages that the second person incurred. Hasheni, the second person, Chai Bei Meniske Shlishi, Beniske gufoi, avaloi beniske memoinai. And even if the person, even if he got hurt through the person's body, my tama, the havale kabar, he becomes a bar, valoi mitsina bar, shechai bois akalim. So Rav is differentiating if the nezik is because of adam amazik or bar amazik. Says the Gemara, ahanich l'shmul, says the Gemara, we learned on daf chavches on mebeis, a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So says the Gemara, according to Shmuel's opinion, that says kol takola, that anything that any stumbling, anything that causes people to fall in the Rishus Rabbim, is in the category of bar. So now we could understand that the second person is only considered a bar, and since the second person is only considered a bar, that's why the halacha a bar apply. Ela Rav Dami Afkari in Eloi Loi. So why would we differentiate Michael and Maimer? Why would we differentiate between the second person and the first person? Says the Gemara, Loi Lom Kedama Mikara. We have to go back to what we said at the beginning. There's a difference between this, and the difference not is between if it's Adam Hamazik or Bar Hamazik, as the Gemara just wanted to suggest. The difference is if you're a Mazik because you're a Niskel Pesheya or you're not a Niskel Pesheya. That's the differentiation that Rava wanted to introduce. Or the Kashalach, but we had a question, Kulan Chayovim. The word Kulan seems to make them all the same. Tegmer of Adam and Yume Kamei Deravina, Shosku Kalim Bekalim. That the second person's Kalim fell, and the first, and then they tripped on, and they fell on the, they, and the second person's Kalim fell. And that's when the first person will not be Chayiv, because it's only Bar, and Bar is Potter on Kalim. Amamar. So we learned Emachos Rishon Naflu. We learned in the Braisa that if they all fell because of the first person, Harisha Chai Veniske Kulam. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Machmas Rishon Heichanofa, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Ra Papa Oma de Paschal Orcha Kisholda. What happened was that the first person was laying on the street across the whole width of the street. And therefore, nobody, everybody who falls really is falling because of him. Rav Svid Oma, it fell like a stick that a blind person carries in front of him, a blind man's stick. That what happens is that sometimes he sticks out his stick, and obviously the roads were very narrow, and because of that, he's going to be held responsible. Says the Nemuki Yosef, what is the difference between the two examples that the Gemara gave? When somebody, when it's like a nevela or it's like a stick. So the Mukhi Yosef says, a nevela is stretched out straight, whereas a stick of a blind man is usually slanty. And the Gemara is teaching us, the second man, the Amr, says that even when it's not straight, even when it's blocking slanty, it's still considered blocking whether it's straight or slanty. The Ches Shukei Chemed discusses an interesting question where somebody built a sukkah on the sidewalk. And by building the sukkah on the sidewalk, it takes up the entire width of the sidewalk. And the people who are trying to walk on the sidewalk can't walk. And they're only able to walk around the sukkah by walking onto the street. And there are a number of questions that come up. Is this a kosher sukkah? Are the people who now can't walk because of that sukkah allowed to remove the sukkah? Is the sukkah considered a mazik b'shus harabim? So as far as the sukkah being a kosher sukkah, he says, the Gemara Masech, the sukkah, daf lamed aleph, amud aleph, says, ha-masach b'shus harabim, Reb Elezer Paisel, the Chachamim Machshirim. The Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel Paskins, Lo Yase Sukkah L'Chatchila. L'Chatchila, one should not make a sukkah B'Kakish Yishal Rabbim in the public domain. But says the Ramah, Omi U'B'Di'Evid, B'Di'Evid Yoyotze. And the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Magen Avraham, says that the Magen Avraham says, speaks already about people who build their sukkah in the Rishus Rabbim. And he says, even if we'll say that all the Jews allow people to build a sukkah in the Rishus Rabbim because they want their fellow Jew to be able to have a sukkah, says the Magen Avraham, what about their Akum? They're not interested in us, and they're not concerned that we should have a sukkah. And therefore, The Magen Avraham suggests that if somebody builds such a sukkah, the halacha is that he should not, if he uses that sukkah, then the halacha is that he should not make a bracha leishah b'sukkah. The Bikur Yaakov takes an interesting position. The Bikur Yaakov's position is that it is the job of the government of the city authorities to make these decisions. And if the city authorities have not made an issue out of the sukkah that I built in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though a strong argument could be made that I should not have built such a sukkah, as long as the city doesn't stop me from having that sukkah, the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. But the Chashuki Chemed adds a consideration. And the consideration that the Chashuki Chemed adds is that at the end of the day, the people on the Magen Avraham's Svara is that the people are Meichel. But if we see that the people are not Meichel, so we can't rely on the Heter that the Magen Avraham suggested, that the people are Meichel. And they're not being Meichel, not because they're not good people. They're not being Meichel because it's just dangerous. And therefore he says that if the sukkah is built in a place where the people are upset and they make the person who built the sukkah aware, then you shouldn't build a sukkah over there. Moreover, he says, do the people have a right to remove the sukkah? So he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodei Simen Shin Samach Dalet Sif Hei, that if somebody put up a kever, a burial spot, Hamazak Sarabim, says the Gemara, if somebody puts up such a kever in a place where Baal is the people, the Aloch is Mutal of Noisai. He does say we can make an argument that a kever remains there on a permanent basis. This a sukkah is only for the 8th day of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, so the Chashuki Chemet seems to take the position, if you warn the person and you're not able to come to terms with the person who built the sukkah in such a fashion, there's a strong argument to be made that the person who built the sukkah is not yoytze the mitzvah sukkah. And number two, that the people, if their request is being ignored, the people whose request is being ignored have a right to say that this is unacceptable to us, and if you're not going to do what you have to do, they could remove that sukkah.